about that.
Here we are.
Right now. About that right now.
Breaking news.
No. Breaking. Do not encourage him.
Yeah, see? It's breaking news here. Yeah, see?
No.
The newest medium. Podcasting.
No, veto all of this. All of it.
Come on, man. You don't like the 1940s? Like, yeah, see? That's how it goes.
The 1940s. I'm sorry. I was born in the 80s. Like, it's, yeah.
In the 80s. Good Lord.
Yeah.
How dare
they
you.
Say it's radio on demand from across the world.
There you go. That's how we're going to talk to Owen from now on.
He's going to get, he's going to be filled with so much rage.
I will retire immediately. I'm done. Yeah, I'm out. Walk away.
Yeah, see, Morelia. It's the way to go.
What killed NPR? That bullshit.
What does Owen hate more? Bigfoot or the 1940s? Yeah, see.
A 1940s Bigfoot would probably take the... Take the cake. Yeah.
Isn't that
probably
when most of the was found?
You can't say that's when he was found because it's the fake monkey. And look what you've done. Now I'm talking about it. So
so what's up, guys? What's up, everybody in the chat? We got quite a few people in there.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday.
Yeah, here we are, ready to do it.
How are you doing?
I got some coffee.
Big Podfather.
Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I had a lot of coffee earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a big old package from Cold Blooded Caffeine. Obviously, mm-hmm. Carpus and Coffee Blend, two bags of that.
Sure.
And then I also got that honey one. I'm excited to try.
That one is good. The honey process one? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
I want to get that. And I was thinking about it this weekend because Melissa got some bourbon honey sent from her mom for tea. And it's honey that tastes like bourbon.
Bourbon so, honey?
Yeah. Mm. I'm like, I want to try this. And she's like, get away from my honey. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll get my own thing. So, yeah.
So I have to say, before we get into coffee real quick, It's a funny thing, right? So my wife throws it's kind of like a family get together surprise thing for me the other day, right? And it was just like my immediate family. Mm-hmm. But so I'm sitting there talking to my dad, and we're talking about I guess we were talking about Carpet Fest or whatever, blah blah blah. And I swear to God, man, every time Rob's name comes up, this is my dad's immediate reaction. I really like that guy.
Okay. All right.
So he says to me, he's like, he's just so like, you know, he's like really chill.
He's so likable. Like, yeah.
I was like, oh, you haven't seen him when you said like, you gotta
torque him up a little bit. Yeah. You gotta wind him up and let him go every once in a while.
Yeah,
your dad's right though. I really like that guy too, and I got to go herping with him last week on your birthday.
Yeah, there
we
you
celebrated
go.
Eric birthday together on the coast of California.
Yeah, how was that? What did you find?
Awesome. Anything good? Yes. So we started out at kind of like a coastal lagoon looking for San Francisco garters or anything that might be there. And the first spot didn't have too much going on. So then we continued south down the coast to an area that Rob had in mind to check. And that was a really cool spot. I did see a San Francisco garter. Unfortunately, Rob was down the path and didn't get back to me in time. Went down a hole.
Damn.
There were way too many people around for me to grab it.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it was fun to see, but I wish that I wasn't the only one because now it's just a fisherman's tale.
Is Rob slowly working his way to going herping with each one of us individually?
I think so.
I went with him in Florida and then now Lucas. So I guess.
Yeah, I'm going with them next month. Next
there
month.
You go. Yeah. We have Australia. That's a.
I might try to get down there with you guys too.
Are you?
Oh, no,
yeah. We're going to California. Yeah.
California, right.
On Diego. But yeah. And then there were some Coast Garters. Rob definitely got to see some of those. Some banana slugs, which are fun for people that aren't from here. Big slugs.
Big
slugs.
Saw
two of those.
Yeah.
And a bunch of California red legged frog in a body of water, which that's one of our endangered species out here. So that was cool.
What rattlesnake were you looking for? Because I assumed it was some rattlesnake we were after, right?
We weren't. Like, we weren't looking for rattlesnake. No, but I mean, there's certain.
Wait a minute.
No, no, no. What was the purpose of this trip then? What was San the species? Where's the species? Where's the target? Ooh.
Yeah. No, it's fun though. It was good. It was a good time. Great to hang out in person. Yeah. Hadn't seen him since my show in Colorado, and I couldn't really hang out with him there. So
can't go working at a show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob, this is the second time that he's herp with you and we have yet to see you.
I know
in the flesh.
You knew exactly where I was going to be and when.
I know. I failed.
I purposely left the state. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I thought so too, Dustin. He was going for Norpax, but
I might be wrong. Maybe he did that on a different day. I was only out one day, 3 days of his vacation. Yeah.
Okay. I guess one more thing before we get into let's talk about I'm gonna tell you what I'm drinking right now. It's pretty good.
Great.
Yeah, what are whiskey. You drinking?
Great Heights Joe Coffee.
Hmm.
It's pretty good. It doesn't taste like chocolate fudge, molasses, or cinnamon. So I like
their color scheme. The marketing would have got me if I saw that at the store. I'd have been like, ooh, pretty.
It's a frog.
The Rainforest Alliance coffee. Yeah, it's from Brazil. It's pretty good.
Very good. While we're on the subject of coffee, week two of coffee news. I found a map today that just came out. Fascinating map reveals every country's most consumed coffee drink in 2024. Okay. So I thought it'd be fun.
Hit me. I know we have the Dunkin'
poll you guys and the audience. See if we can guess. Right. I don't know if any of this data is real. Don't know if it's right. But today it's what we're going off of. It's on Daily Mail, so probably not.
Everything's made up. Yep.
What do you guys think? USA, most popular coffee drink in the USA. Guesses in. 5.
Black coffee.
4. Okay. Black coffee to Owen. 3.
I'm going to say latte.
Apparently it is espresso, according to this article and map. Espresso number 1.
You guys ever heard of an eye opener?
An eye opener? Isn't that like some kind of alcohol in an espresso?
It's a large black coffee, and then you just like 3 or 4 shots of espresso in it, and it's just like
Loco without the alcohol.
Pretty much.
Wait, say that again.
Black coffee and then like maybe 3 or 4 shots of espresso in it.
That's my kind of drink.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure you either shake before or after or the entire time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drag this out, but we'll do a couple more. So, what is the only country in the world whose number one most popular coffee drink was the flat white?
Australia.
Nope.
You son of a bitch.
England.
Oh, getting warmer.
Scotland. That's not a country.
Nope.
UK.
I'll give you a hint. Former Reptile Fight Club hosts.
You said the same country 3 times.
Poland.
There it is. Apparently it's Poland. So. There you go. And finally,
really? The flat white came from Poland.
I don't know if this is accurate.
It didn't come from Poland. It's just it's most popular
coffee drink. So we'll end it with Australia because that's only fitting. Any guesses on what Australia's most popular coffee drink is according to this new very scientific map?
Ice cream. No, that was flat white. Place.
I'll make this one multiple choice. No, I'll make this multiple choice.
Flat white.
Is it A, latte?
No.
B, Frappuccino, C, Macchiato, or D, flat white.
Flat white.
I'm going to go with latte? Was that one of them? Or
it's Macchiato.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, we're bad at this, and the bit has lost its sheen.
It's not going well. Yeah.
Because
definitely
when I was in Australia,
to force that, though.
The only thing I could get is either Icebreaker or flat white.
Well, you were not looking in the right places because it's macchiato.
Well, there was a lot of
Isn't
the places
macchiato,
had
they add chocolate.
Yeah, I thought so.
Mocha.
I don't think that's place. What a macchiato is. That would be a mocha.
All right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. He is making sense now with his, you know, words. Yes. A lot of them had like the machines Sanka. And stuff like that. So
have the machine. Oh yeah, like
yeah, we had that one where like it was a disc that we put it in, and you're like, I just want black coffee, and like just that's not. There's no disc for that. Like.
Yes.
Stop. So the map was drawn up by Coffeeness, which is a blog dedicated to all things coffee. It examined Google search volume for 21 coffee types. So that's not really the right data. Yeah, that just means people are curious what it is.
Right. So. Exactly. Like, what the hell is a flat white? Like, I don't, yeah.
All right. Scrap it. Scrap it.
Gone. Next.
Try again next week.
So I did have a tip. I did have a tip. I have not done this, but it says basically if you want to add some flavor to your coffee, ooh, right?
Bailey's creamy.
You could sprinkle some cinnamon into the coffee ground.
I do that every day. My stepfather does that. Yep.
Did you know that there's multiple reasons to do it? Is that where you're headed?
No. Go ahead. Tell me.
So for the flavor enhancement, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But then also, apparently, cinnamon is very good for your heart. It's good for heart health.
I better double down on that.
Explain
something, something good about. Well, okay, that was in the running for one of my articles today. The best coffee ingredient for your heart, according to a cardiologist. Watch this live TV is what the kid wants. Bang, bang, bang. Some studies indicate that cinnamon can lower blood sugar levels in people with type 2 diabetes and may also reduce high cholesterol and triglyceride levels. That is why Dr. Mehta, amazing name, says that is why cinnamon is a great coffee additive. It boosts.
Are you sure that's not just the word they give, the title they give to Facebook, Dr. Mehta?
Yes, it's a great sugar-free way to enhance your coffee's flavor and lower your cancer risk. So
my stepfather did that because I remember every time we had coffee, it, like, it tastes kind of like a cinnamon. And it's like, oh, it's because he adds it. Oh, so
I think sprinkle a little bit on your grounds. You're in business.
I think you went a little bit too far because every once in a while, I'm like, this is just straight. This is cinnamon. So
what is it? What is it? Just it enhances the flavor or what does it do?
Adds a cinnamon flavor.
Oh, okay.
It tastes kind of like cinnamon. The cinnamon adds a cinnamon flavor, if you will, to the coffee.
Yeah, well,
you would get by adding cinnamon to
coffee
things.
Coffee and cinnamon are kind of two peas in a pod. There's a reason coffee cake is just white cake with cinnamon on top. You know, they go together.
Cinnamon and sugar. It's a bunch of other stuff on there too. It's not.
But
just
the whole point is
cake.
To have not the sugar, Owen.
Yes, you're trying to lower.
No, I'm just saying a coffee cake has more to it. It's not just a piece of white cake with cinnamon thrown on it.
Oh, come sure.
On. Thank you.
Sure. I'll give it to you. This.
Thank you.
I wanted to, give a shout out to Dr. Richard Ross.
Hmm. Yep.
He passed away last week, I guess it was, over the weekend or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was over the weekend, yeah.
I'll let you.
I'm curious, Lucas, do you have or have you read the Blue Bible?
Yes and yes. I was not able to get a copy, but my good friend and neighbor Alex had it, and I have been borrowing it indefinitely. It's right above my computer.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not only a piece of history, but it still holds up. It's still a work of art. Yeah.
Yep.
But okay. I use that book a lot. We were talking about when we did NPR last night, we were kind of talking about it, but I remember that was like it was up there with the Pythons of the World, Volume 1, Australia. Right. It was like you had to have those two books. And they were so hard to find. It's like, oh my
God. I'd imagine that at the time it introduced a whole bunch of ideas that hobbyists wouldn't even consider that now we just take for granted as like, well, yeah, of course you need follicles to make eggs. Like, did you even know what a follicle was before reading that book?
But it also unheard of stuff. And then now it's like unheard of species and things like that. Like, it covers some of the stuff that people wouldn't even take the step out of what they're working with to realize that, like, few more pythons is achievable. Like it's all that kind of stuff. And you know, that is almost the basis of, you know, I want to start checking species off of that book. Bread it.
And you can also kind of say too, that it kind of started the precedent of people that are just passionate in the hobby writing these books. Maybe they're not necessarily, you know, professional herpetologists, but you know, talk about doctors that wrote books about snakes. One's in the chat.
I imagine
Richard Ross
is a doctor of herpetology. He does other stuff.
Anyone can do it.
Look at this. It's so crazy that Perthensis is in Lyasis.
Who the fuck thought that?
Well, it look up. It's Lyasis.
Children Eye.
Oh.
Lyasis Children Eye.
That's a ring python.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Bolin's is under Lyasis too.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Lyasis Albertisi.
God, I just had a mutton in my brain.
It's but nothing more than an alpine scrub. Montane scrub.
This is when he just comes busting into your brain, much like through like the Kool-Aid man through a wall.
Did somebody say Bolin's?
This is a cool book. It's got tons of stuff in it.
Yeah. I would say if you have not gotten it and you were thinking about it, jump on it. Because I know there are some book dealers out there that have copies of them. Do it now, because it's only a matter of time before things start. I imagine the prices of the books are going to go up. And I also know that I don't think they're going to print anymore. So jump on it now.
Yeah. So glad you guys had him on, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely, yes.
One for the records.
Yeah, that was cool.
Taxonomy is lame. I agree, Justin.
He would say that,
Stimson's Python forever.
Heather really redoes the taxonomy and carpet pythons. The taxonomy's lame. Okay.
Okay. So, we got that. I wanted to make sure people knew we have the NPR Discord.
If
you want to join that, let one of us know and we'll send you a link and you can get in there.
Absolutely. It's been pretty fun. Discord, aware. It's not really a social media, but it's like a more advanced functional messenger kind of thing. So it's all separated by categories. You can have voice chats. We've got Carpet Fest 24/7 in there if anyone wants to pop in and chat while they're going about their day. So hop in.
Yeah. 100%. I was telling Owen, I can't wait till everybody that I know is there, and then I'll have to go to Facebook.
Not to do anything else.
It's all for my own selfish interests, because I don't want to be on the Zuckgeist.
He's like, I'll just make our own. Yep.
The Zuck. All right. Yeah. Can we talk about that? That was amazing.
Yes. Go ahead. Do it.
For the audio listeners, Justin said in response to taxonomy being lame, just look at that main taxonomist in Australia farting on snakes to calm them down. That is real.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A video came out last week of the one and only one who shall not be named.
Did you guys actually get through it? Because I couldn't.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
I couldn't do it.
And I sent it to a lot of people.
Did you?
I'm sorry. I know he sucks and we hate him.
What a horse's ass.
It was objectively hilarious.
Really?
Not the farting on snakes part, but just like some of the other bits.
It is a miracle that nobody got killed when he's running around with a goddamn
I think they're all venomoid.
They better be. Jesus. But even then, the main lesson with that kind of stuff with venomoid is that you still treat it like it's got all its punch to it, because God forbid something was wrong with the venomoid surgery and it bites you and you die.
My favorite part of the video was when he's like bitter that Bindi Irwin gets attention and was trying to be like, my daughter's cooler than Bindi Irwin. Terry tried to sue me. And I was like, what is happening? It's so unhinged. It's absolutely unhinged.
Being an asshole. No.
Anyway, if you don't know, it's probably not worth your time. I'm very easily entertained.
I can't. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that just popped up, and I was kind of like, oh my gosh, that's get to see that guy in full motion. It's kind of
I always thought very low of him, and then I didn't think it could get lower, and then he started digging, and now all of a sudden it's gone below the earth. So
I think little bit better of him, but that's because I have the sense of humor of a 12-year-old.
Me too. He called.
Oh.
Dr. Julander, he called me once to tell me my podcast sucked and that I better not screw up the carpet book.
At that point, I would have dedicated a page in the book to talking about how much of an asshole he is.
This is taxonomic vandalism.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is so good. Oh, man.
Yeah. Kind of what Lisa's saying, like, it's a little bit of a good thing when something like that comes out, because now, like, nobody can defend him. Like, you have all the ammo you need.
Exactly.
Like, this guy?
This
You're
guy.
Talking
this
about this guy?
This is the guy. This is your dude? Like, I don't.
Wow.
And I can't think about how can half those things be legal? Like having stacks and stacks of bins of potentially dangerous animals and all this other stuff. And God forbid one gets loose and you're in their natural habitat. And it's like to see that.
Yeah.
Where it's like the complete wrong goddamn thing to do. And then compare that to like Scott. And it's just like, oh, correct?
Right.
Incorrect.
And let me be perfectly clear. From a welfare perspective, garbage. Jail. Garbage. Like, I'm not saying he is at all acceptable. But, I mean, the line was already below the
floor. That's what I said. So. The line was the bar was set so low, and
I'm
somehow he got
him.
Under it.
Like, I'm just very easy to make laugh.
Yes. Yes. We get it. We get it. Yeah, for sure. he's a piece of work for sure. I remember I listened to, there was a podcast, I can't remember what it was on, but it was more of like a scientific animal type of podcast, but they were talking about what he does, and they were talking to this guy, I can't remember his name, but he does like snapping turtle research in the US. Yep. And he went and did all this work to sort of like, I guess like they were changing taxonomically, and I don't really know much about snapping turtles, but
I think they split them up into like,
they divided them up, or they did some more research, but for whatever reason, he didn't get it to a paper, and Hoser came and just started naming them, and you're just like, wait, what just happened?
He's naming them after himself, his father. And it's like, what are you doing? And it's like, yeah, that's, from what I hear, like, he tried to pull that on Gila monsters at one
that's
point.
That's so messed up. I could see if, like, you were doing research on a species and you, like, you just all of a sudden were like, nah, I'm not doing this anymore. You know what I mean? And you kind of let it go, and somebody comes along, like, years later and sort of picks up where you left off and, you know, uses maybe your past work as sort of, like, to add to their current work. But his MO was just like, you know,
he wants to see it all burn.
It's like, what the hell?
You like, I remember.
I can't help but think he's
I remember
either.
Distinctly.
He looks just like Putin. He really looks like Vladimir Putin.
We were at ICAST, and Nick was giving a talk, and he started talking about it. And he's
this is great.
And it was popcorn carpets, and it was, and these a lot of them are green tree python breeders. They're like standing up and they're angry with Nick that he's like, well, yeah, he got it right. It's different. And everybody's like, well, what if we don't use it? He goes, but he did it. He got it right. Like, I don't.
Yeah,
it is different. And oh, my God, they were getting ready to throw stuff at Nick just for being the messenger for Poser stuff.
So, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah,
that was crazy. Well, I wanted to
pivot.
I'm kind of doing this early.
Run.
Run.
Yeah. It's enough talk about. But Lucas Indiger shared this, and I just want to give.
Is that another one of Lucas's personas?
What's that? Yes.
Nothing.
Look at that.
That's an inland.
Ooh.
That's an inland.
Is that an AAR?
No, I think it's a Mog line.
But was it produced by Australian Addiction Reptiles is what was being asked.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. No.
It looks very similar to one that I got from the doctor. That's why I asked. That's a beautiful snake.
I love that head stamp. It seems like that line. Now, what does that head stamp
tell you? What is it? What is it conveying to you? What's going on genetically with that animal?
That's an head stamp.
Oh. This head stamp tells me it's an inland. Oh,
we're all wrong. It's a Schofield.
Ah, oh, god damn it.
My Schofields are darker and they don't have the banding the same. It's more of dots. It's like,
yeah,
it's like almost like a dotted pattern. It's nice. Similar to like what you see here, but up on the back. But yeah, I don't know.
Inlands are the shit, man.
I do. I love them.
Yeah.
Super underrated.
I haven't had a single one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, it is it's a Schofield. Ah, see, I fucked it up. I thought it was a mog.
Is there a delay on him right now?
Yeah, like, what the hell? I said that. Did I? No. Uh-oh, I've already done so bad.
Who produced
that he's tuning
it, Lucas?
Me out? Yes. Who produced what?
No, not you, Lucas. Lucus in the chat.
No, well, how am I supposed to know?
Yeah, now we're all over the place.
Here's another picture.
All right, I need a cool nickname.
No, no, not doing that. We're not
call me the business.
Cool no,
yeah, I don't think that fired up. Do you have you has yours fired up? Mine's don't fire up.
Do they fire?
I don't think so. I think they just look like that all the time. Just call them Lucas Lou.
No, Lucas Lou. No. Lucas Lou.
Oh, yeah, you were on Fight Club.
Yeah, I listened to his episode.
What'd you think?
You did I thought very you guys well. Did good. Yeah.
I thought you were coming for blood, though, man.
I really wanted Rob to hit me. Rob wouldn't hit me.
That's the problem is, like, Lucas is, like, coming in ready to go, and then all of a sudden, after 5 seconds, everybody's agreeing with each other, and I'm like, I signed up for blood sports. Like,
I was throwing and catching air, and no one was hitting back. It just, it's you're not going to keep it up, you know? I got tired.
Yeah.
I mean, you are talking with two of the nicest guys in herpetoculture.
It's hard, it's hard to argue with
you
them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do you argue with them?
Yeah, too? Doesn't make any sense.
I do know one way we can argue with Rob. There's one word that you say like a bomb and run away.
Yeah, do that.
I know a few.
Yeah.
Not so much argue, just start a rage.
Just start a rage. Yeah, that's more of like just knocking the boulder and watching the landslide.
Literally, the boulder.
Yeah, Lucas did. Lucas.
Yes.
Eric. That one.
Not Lee.
No.
Shit.
He did tell. He did write at that. I remember reading that, but I forgot. Martin Rosemond was the sire.
He himself.
He himself. Yeah. Martin Rosemond. Wow.
That's why it looks so good.
Wow. <Inlands. laughs> So weird how that happened. Yeah.
Lucas Liu.
Lucas? Don't mention that name here. You don't want him here. If you say it three times and spin around, he's going to come out of the woodwork.
So how's the season going?
For
Lucas.
You,
Lucas.
Did I have the Woma eggs last time we did the show?
No.
Well, I don't remember. I ended up getting three clutches. It was really crazy because they all went like bam, 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 all within a couple days of each other. And so... The first clutch is the best. They were all good eggs and they look great. And that's from the pairing that I'm most excited about. Next one, a couple of the eggs have fell off already and they were kind of iffy on the veins, but it's a good amount still going strong. And then the third clutch from the snake that I didn't really think was gravid. There were two that came out with veins. The rest looked like fully shelled slugs. I'm just watching them, you know, fall one by one. But
kick off.
But you know, the two with veins might make it. That's the same snake. I only got one to hatch last year too, so I think she might just be time to retire. She's a 2011.
So how many viable Woma eggs are we looking at right now?
Probably 16.
And we're keeping all these Womas.
At least from that first clutch.
How long until you make the decision on what you would keep or what you would get give away?
Or I'm going to force myself to do five sheds.
Five sheds?
Yeah. Okay. That's all right. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Do they change that much within five sheds?
Yeah. It was pretty dramatic.
Really?
What happens? Kind of.
The colors just come in. Yeah. I mean, you can see. So just intensify. You can definitely get pattern off the rip, mm-hmm. But there's absolutely no indication of who's going to be colorful until a few sheds down the line. The orange bellies, there, I couldn't notice any indicator, and they all look the same until they didn't, you know. So, you know, maybe I got to figure it out. Maybe that's not the case, but.
And it's also nothing wrong with holding on to things. Like I say, hold on to it, and then worst comes to worst, you sell it as a yearling former holdback. That hey, people love that shit. And
yeah.
Do it that way. I mean, it's not like
they were all holdbacks.
They're all holdbacks, you fools. Like, yeah, I mean, you can still do that. It's totally. Not like the animal loses value because you held on to it longer.
Right. No. Yeah. That's exactly right. I agree. So that's the plan. And then the Western Blackhead still hasn't shed, but she
is that your only shot at Blackheads this year? That's her.
Well, I want to say yes, but you know, I could be surprised. I paired the 2002s, the really, really old animals.
Yeah.
And I've been able to feel follicles in that old girl for like a month and a half now, but they don't seem to be progressing. Mm. So I think she might just reabsorb, but
we'll
see.
Maybe it's a Woma year. Maybe you have a bunch of Womas and then next year you can focus and try to get a bunch of blackheads.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean the one blackhead that was refusing food, I think is still very possible, because her clutch in 2022, she didn't lay till like the end of May. You know, she might just be a late goer. So plenty of time for that to still happen for her. Yeah. The Easterns aren't happening this year. They laid last year. Wasn't here to get the eggs. And I think, she needs another year to bounce back.
That makes sense.
Is there any blackhead or Woma pairings that you got your eye on? From
in,
other people,
like in the country. Oh yeah, yeah. But I'm not going to say I need them.
I don't want them to know I'm onto them. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
The obvious guesses.
We have a couple people in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a good year though. There's going to be a lot of really amazing Womas, especially available.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who is like, I'm trying to think of who, well, you have, Doug Price, right? Didn't he produce a clutch recently?
Are you thinking Lazic?
No. Dan Vermilia.
Yes, he did. Something. And that's one of the ones that I was hoping wouldn't come up. Nobody talked to him.
Son of a bitch. We weren't supposed to talk about it. Yeah. All right.
That's the only one I saw, but
yep.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Your secret's out.
Yep.
I think Dan,
it's out that was posted on Facebook or something.
And he has the nicest shit. Dr. Julander, obviously, since now we'll
we know
just
that guy.
Do it.
Yep.
Brett's probably going to have some great ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Owen's looking good with.
I am.
Oh.
20. Oh,
sorry, I can't leave him out. Will Filipek, too.
Will Filipek. Of course they're breeding. What?
Filipek's pair is also immaculate. I just couldn't leave him out. I know he's in the box.
he's Ryan Young 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hot spots after they ovulate for blackheads. I don't really do anything different. But I lost a lot of eggs, so don't listen to me. Ask somebody else.
Yeah. I'm probably doing
Maybe
it
wrong. I should have bumped it up.
Maybe I should do something. Yeah. Why? What have you heard?
Yeah, for real. Ask Ryan for me.
Yeah, right.
So my year, I got a clutch of Madagascar hognose on the ground, which I did that interview on Call You Broid, and then the eggs hit the ground the next day. So that's the fourth year for them. And then I'm looking at three more females that are probably going to lay. And my Chinese king rat is probably going to lay soon. And then after that, it's like to be determined. Like, it's like, I haven't paired the false water corpus, but if I keep selling falsies, I'm probably going to throw them together just because I'm running out of kids. I have one ruffy up here that looks really, really good. Yeah. And I have the tiger that was bred to the hypo that I got from Eric that looks really, really good.
Hypo tigers.
Hypo tigers. And then after that, it's like maybe water pythons. And then that secret project I haven't told anybody about, maybe. Also, goldface white lips are good, looking good too.
Wait, you bred the black ones?
I bred the gold ones. I've not bred the black ones. Tried to be the black ones. They did not appreciate each other. They're on timeout right now. It's like it was.
So let me ask this question about white lips. When
They're violent psychopaths.
Correct. Clear. Yes. Are they? Do you approach breeding both of them, yellows and the golds and the blacks, the same?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see any kind of difference between them?
Yeah, the golds had eggs. Laid eggs. The blacks try to kill each other. Yeah. I got eggs over here and violence over here. So, yeah, I mean, again, maybe you want to talk to somebody else because I don't know.
Yeah, you and me.
You guys, like, terrible interviews. Terrible
you guys are bad breeders. Yes, we keep telling you that.
How did you breed that?
Well, I put the boy with the girl.
Well, at least we're not trying to pretend.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
So, I think with the golds, I had the bigger male, and he kind of is able to throw his weight around a little bit more and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's able to kind of, you know, he's big, but he's also slim. That approach with blackface white lips kind of seems like it's a different, like, I don't want to go that far. Like, okay. I think having both blackface kind of both the same size or close to, or maybe the female a little bit bigger would be better for that species, because like I said, there was those shots. But the out of the four blackface white lip that I have, two are wild caught and two are captive born and bred. And one wild caught, which is the male, is a psycho. Female's okay. And then my two captive born and breds are spawns of Satan. And I don't know, I'm trying to figure out ways to approach them so that they don't, you can come at me all you want. Just don't hurt each other. And, I don't know what's in the water at Lisa's place, but they're mean. It's like, they just don't like me. So
F1s.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with F1s. What is that?
They were promised the jungle and they got a bin.
Then they got a cage.
That's a good point. They're coming out then, like, what the f-?
Well, that's the they're not domesticated enough.
The problem also is that I keep feeding mine. So the female, I don't work with her. I'm not like trying to get her. I'm not wrapping a thing around my arm and sticking it in her cage or handling her all the time. So she's just getting larger and more violent. And it's just like, well, maybe. So I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But I might get water pythons this year too.
You've been trying to tick that off for what?
I want them gone. I want to check that thing and then they're gone. Yeah. I did, though. I picked up my Savus on Saturday.
Yay!
That's cool. So yeah. Now you
no
have
head for silver or nothing.
Nah, right? They're just orange. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They're I'll gorgeous. I tried getting pictures, but they won't sit the fuck still. So
I love their white eyes.
Oh God, yeah, they're eyes. Gorgeous.
Very, very cool.
Spooky. The male has more black on his head and more speckling, but the female is just like, gorgeous orange and just some little flecks of black. She's absolutely beautiful. So
did you try to feed? I forgot to ask you this. I remember every time I fed them, man,
I haven't tried to feed him yet, but
completely. It was almost like they look like the beehive of a carpet when it's on a clutch.
Yeah.
But they would wrap the thing, the prey up like completely. I'm like,
my Queensland waters do the same thing. Yeah, the whole body wrap. Yeah.
Well, that was the thing is I was thinking about ditching the water pythons and restarting it with Northern Territories.
Okay.
So, but I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to do it. I kind of want to. I don't know if I want to do it. And it's like, I'd much rather breed these water pythons, get rid of them, and then restart it with Northern Territories. So, for sure. Yeah.
So you have, well, who has Northern Territories? Do you mean Queensland?
I mean, don't mean Fog Dam or Queensland. Whatever. I want whatever.
Nick is the only one with the Fog Dams at this point. I don't think it did very well.
Yeah.
So it would just be Queensland's then would be the ones I would go for. Yeah. Queensland.
Because I know Nipper, he had Fog Dams. I don't know if he still has them, but he did have them. And I know that they were kind of a thing over there in across the pond.
Yeah, but Queensland's work. Whichever ones are smaller and gentler.
Queensland.
Great. There we go. Done.
I would think that, yeah, the ones I had cleans when they were good, they weren't violent or mean.
I mean, I enjoy a violent snake, but they eventually get to a point where it's like, can we just get one that isn't violent? Like scrub female shed, and I have to go in there and make sure she shed appropriately and in one piece. And I'm a little bit afraid. Like, I kind of don't want to do it.
So, how are you enjoying the scrub reintroduction?
Yes, how are you?
They make me nervous. They make me nervous. They both ate twice now, but oh my god. Yeah, no, nervous. And that's something else. Like, I have to get ready for them because we're gonna try them next year.
Oh, you next year they would breed?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I gave him a plug and play.
Oh yeah. Man, you're set up.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up, man. It's a lot of pressure on you.
I know it isn't. I don't give a damn. Like, yeah. What's like some scrub people can be like, you screwed it up. Shut up. All right.
It seems like they're doing pretty good. Don't scrubs? You think in the hobby right now?
I mean, more so
than when we were first getting into scrubs. Uptick.
Yeah, there seems to be an uptick in also people giving them the chance to kind of settle and not ditching them after 3 years when they don't breed or something like that. So,
I think Chuck had a big hand in people kind of thinking differently about it and having success, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got Chuck, Shane, he's nailed it.
Yeah. I think there's more and more people getting Rob Christian's luck with clutches too. Yeah.
There was I don't really know much about it, but didn't Ryan have some specific, like,
Ryan,
locality ones?
I thought it was, he had Tannenbars at one point.
A T word. Yeah.
Speaking of Tannenbars.
Bah! Bah, bah, bah. You said the magic word of the episode. All right.
No, you get coffee maps again.
It's the worst prize ever.
Shut up. Yeah, there. Thank you, Brandon. Tanamera.
That is not a real word. Yeah.
That's what remember? I saw.
No, it's not. It's a made up word.
Tanamera white lips.
No.
Yeah, there was. Remember Vico. They came in?
No, I don't. No.
Sip your big gulp down there.
I will, goddamn it. I'll drink my green tea.
I don't know if I saved it. Let me see if I can find it. There was a Tannenbar that I saw posted up today that would just like stop me in my tracks.
Somebody posted up a Malukan. I forget who did that. I think it was Scott. I think Scott posted one of his Malukans. And every time I see a good Malukan, I'm like, I love Malukans. No, can't do those.
I mean,
other
your female that I sent you is almost as gold as a Malukan.
She's gorgeous and terrifying. Gorgeous and terrifying. All in one fell swoop.
I held her so much until she became scary.
The scrub female, she is gorgeous, but terrifying. Like, it is. She moves with intent and just so fast. All of a sudden she's up the hook, bringing the hook with her, and she's near your face. And it's like, no, this is
when I posted the picture of her holding my hook on the floor with the fucking touch it bitch face.
Yeah.
Travis Wyman commented like, you got to show them who's boss. I responded, she's boss.
She's the boss. She's the boss. That is her hook now. Like that. No, bye. God damn.
Wow.
So that's a normal Tannenbar. Wait.
Yeah. Does it have a jack in it? No. It's a patterned
Normal Tannenbar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to look like.
I like the dots.
Yeah. I had a patterned tannin bar.
I had a patternless normal, normal color, not Xanic one. That was really nice.
I had those four. It was a patterned female normal. It was a patternless Xanic female. And then it was a patterned Xanic. It was all over the map. Like all four of them were represented. So, yeah.
I don't know. I like that. Thought it was cool.
I only ever got a slug clutch out of the tannin bars.
If Scrubs, here's one.
Okay.
If Scrubs had the personality of a typical jungle carpet python, do you think they'd be the more popular animals?
No.
Just based on looks?
No. Just because, I mean, looks is one thing, but also its size. You know, they're not a jungle carpet. They're bigger. Like, most of them are. Some aren't, but, you know, I mean, I had a nice, well-behaved Moluccan.
Yeah, I mean, retics are pretty popular. They're pretty big.
Good point.
Are they, though?
But they don't move as fast.
Are they still popular?
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah. It seems like that market is collapsing from what I see. I don't know.
Wow.
Well, they are also trying
big morph ones.
Well, they're trying to take the big snake and make it into a toy poodle. So, like, you know, we're trying to shrink it, which one thing.
I like what Retic Lounge Lucas is doing with his locality, truly small stuff. It's good.
Yeah. He's a Morelia guy at heart, man.
I know we're gonna get him.
Somehow he just fell over there. Don't worry.
It's just a matter of time before he comes to the dark side and leaves the big snake world behind.
Yeah, I had a brief moment here. I had a brief moment this weekend. I was at a show and somebody was selling a pair of children's pythons. And I was like, those are nice. And then I'm like, Antaresia. And I ran from the place as quickly as possible. So
Antaresia, I don't know. I guess they're not more popular because you would think that they would be because of the size.
They are here. They're popular with me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool, man. They're like little pythons. You know?
Stimsons are the best.
That is exactly what they are. It's not like they're like little pythons. It's what they are.
They are little pythons.
No one asked you, Doctor. Yeah.
Why are you scared of Antaresia?
Because it's small and I only have so much space.
Put them up on your bookshelf right there,
probably,
man,
and not even miss a beat. The space needed for other things.
It would probably like having a little piece of the Outback up there.
I mean,
them,
you probably
know, so tiny.
Hey, Melissa wants stims. I just have to.
They're really cool. Bay.
Yeah. Well, Melissa bred
the ones I got from the doctor. Beautiful
one time.
Did she?
Yeah.
On purpose or an accident? Or Marissa, on purpose? Yes. Yeah.
Melissa bred her Stimson's pythons the one time. Yep.
What made her get into Stimson's pythons?
She had the Simpsons pythons. No.
I'm calling them the Simpsons
pythons. No wonder it's Justin's favorite.
No. She had the stims, and then I think she had some like Hog Islands and some dermal boas, and she did breed them and she did sell the babies for a little bit, but then she moved and got out of all those stuff.
Okay.
She also had red spitting cobras. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. I'm a little afraid too. Yeah.
Me too. Everything's coming to focus.
Yeah. I understand. So she bred the stims and then she got rid of the pair. So she's been constantly, and I feel for her because I think in the back of my head I'd be doing it too, where it's like I miss my pair, and I'm like, you know, if we get stims, they may not be like your pair that you had years ago. And she's like, it'll be exactly the same. Okay, fine. Like, yeah, all right, yep, so sure. So
right,
keep telling her get rid of the squirrel. We can get stims. I know a guy.
That sounds like a fair deal.
Thank you. I think so too.
You know,
you keep being told I'm being mean. Like,
you have a few ways to dispatch of a squirrel pretty quickly.
I do very quickly.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What's he reading? What's he doing?
No, I was just looking at Jason's comment.
Just reading
episode of Who Did I Marry?
Yeah, well, mean, when I read, you guys thought like you just shut
it's
down.
So much fun. It's so much
You're
fun
supposed
to do it.
To, like, you know,
because
like,
oh, the, you don't because you stop and then you start like, hold on, and then you start talking. So we know you're reading, so we stop. Like,
I know. That's,
yeah, you have I mean, to do it quietly.
You're right. The captain.
Exactly. Right. There's also that. Like, you're the one steering
the
ship.
There's no captain on this Carpets and Coffee
that,
ship.
That lies. Right. Right. Which one of us has a nickname?
Yeah.
Oh, gracious Podfather.
What, I have a nickname
my shit
too,
back
remember?
Right now.
The business.
Lucas. Change my shit back right now.
What?
You changed my stuff back. I know you wanted this.
I didn't even see that.
I
okay,
think Julander did that. He's
no,
got
he didn't.
Login.
He doesn't have the ability.
Yes, he does.
Not he's not here unless he's in the back and you're just letting him wreak havoc.
I don't know. I think he
oh,
did
yeah,
that
we have
too.
A green room.
Ah, oh, silly Dr. J. Okay.
What a meanie. Well, I'm ready for the jokes to come for this. I'm going to talk about a wild carpet python, right? But I'm ready for the jokes to come because Shire snake catchers. Oh, he didn't say anything.
I'm sorry. Sure. I was coughing. I missed
perfect
it.
Timing.
Yeah. I heard it's Shire snake catchers, and I think it's perfect. Are you their logo?
Yes, for the snake hook, right? And the
no, Frodo.
Well, so a diamond
python, just chilling on the clothesline.
Ooh, pretty! It just showed up for me.
And this is in Helensburgh, New South Wales. That's just below Sydney.
New South Wales.
No, let's try again.
I wonder if the people in New South Wales understand how cool it is to have a diamond python just chilling on your clothesline.
Or how many of them are just annoyed
probably
because
not.
This thing's there now? Yeah.
That's a pretty snake.
That's a really
it
pretty
is.
One.
Yeah. So, okay. There's
kind of matches the towel and the. My.
Just don't eat the towel. I mean, that's coastal carpet bullshit. If
you eat the towel. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Oh,
good callback. Okay. What was that, 2019?
I don't know. Just every once in a while it pops back up again. That one and the one that is you.
Eric.
Yes.
How's your season, snake breeder?
I don't breed snakes. I just play one on a podcast.
You're going to do it this year, goddammit.
I was telling Owen,
Michael Phelps saying he doesn't swim. Just get in the pool.
You'll figure it out.
I just started bringing the diamond pythons up. I did some, some introductions of to see what's going on, but I wanted to feed them before I like really just kind of put them together and leave them together type of deal.
He was asking me yesterday, he's like, do you feed and then introduce or introduce and then feed? I'm like, feed, then introduce, because you're like, it's very the percentage of that you would have an issue with introducing before feeding is very small, but it is never zero. So feed them first and then put them together.
Right.
So.
You don't want introductions to be feeding.
Right.
Yeah.
They need to be separate things.
I have to approach this like I did maternal incubation, and I'm hoping that I have a better better outcome than what I did. You know, well, at least if I get one clutch, then it'll be good. But I don't know. It's just weird because it's not how I've bred carpets because I haven't bred any of the spring stuff yet. It's just different for me. So
you are jumping in the deep end with like, you know,
always.
Like, but that's
I don't go for the small.
But you
end.
Had bread. You had bread light before you had diamonds, and you were like, and then
yeah, just, I don't want to breed them.
You just went around them to the diamond. Yeah.
Yep,
I mean,
going right to the diamonds.
It's not that round. Different, right? Like, did you freeze them?
Yeah, yeah. The coldest they got was like down into the 50s.
That'd do it.
Yeah. You don't think it's cold enough?
No, it probably is, but you could freeze them more.
He wasn't shoveling snow into their enclosure. It's fine.
I live in California and my stuff gets 43 degrees.
Yeah, but 43? What's the daytime temp?
For what?
Your stuff that gets to 43 degrees. What's the daytime temp?
The brittles?
Yeah.
Like 80.
Okay.
I'm just saying you could get them low, very low.
Yes, and I took a brittles that you had and brought it here and dropped it to 50, and it produced eggs.
I kind of have a feeling that our 50 is probably different than your 40.
Hold on. Temperature is a measurement.
Temperature. I don't think that's how that works.
But I think that with humidity and I just feel like, yeah, you're right. I get what you're saying, but just
the wind chill factor. Are we taking that into account yet? No. Yes. All right.
I don't know. I just have a feeling that, I don't know. Maybe it's a state of mind, but
I don't know.
Think your thoughts, my children.
I don't know.
I'm not saying that 50s isn't cold enough. It's definitely cold enough, and I hope you get clutch. I just like to see cold.
You don't like
Lucas wants to take them right to that edge, that razor's edge.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah. You have too much mutton coming out in you now, man.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't say that. Yeah.
If you're going to do it, don't mess around. Just do it.
So I'll take our pre-workout.
There's people that talk about shit. And there's people that do shit. Which one are you?
Currently just talking.
Yeah,
that should be the poster.
Yes.
There are people that talk about shit and people that do shit. Which one are you? And then have Nick pointing
at you.
Yeah.
New with show muscles.
Yep.
Yeah. Very cool.
I have faith.
Good. What about the inlands?
Inlands, not doing anything with the inlands. I told Owen before we started that
he's doing everything I want him to do, so it doesn't matter.
No. Here's the thing. This year, I want to do the diamonds and take a shot at them. Next year, I'm going to have a bigger breeding season. But the thing I really wanted to do this year But the thing I really wanted to do this year is like get the caging thing down, at least in here.
Yeah.
Before I, am messing around with babies and all that shit and then giving them all to Owen. Here, take these.
I mean, I that's what people are like, you don't do inlands. I'm like, if Eric ever produces a clutch of inlands, I know where they're coming because you're going to be like, sell these. All right. I don't.
Me too.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I would like to get a couple more inlands, to be honest with you. I really like them. I think
but that's the thing. It's the beauty of you. Well, if you have some inlands, you can breed them to make more inlands, and then you can keep those inlands, and then you will have those more inlands.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Inlands. I would like to get like some scratchers from the doctor. Are like what?
Scratchers? They're like scratchers. You can't tell what they're gonna look like. You gotta ride it out years.
You gotta attack them with a quarter.
They take so long to have color
up. Yeah. Yeah. They're a hard sell for sure. But look at some of them,
I know everything.
Yeah. I see.
Thank you.
Okay. No.
We were talking about that on the Diamond Show last night. Crutchfield and, is breeding them outside. And, we talked about,
Brandon keeping his outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple people.
Imagine that.
It's a cool snake to have outside. If you,
if I didn't have neighbors like right next to me, I'd consider keeping snakes outside during the summer months.
One of the big diamond sheds blew off of the balcony into the neighbor's yard.
Oh no!
The neighbor's gardener found it and was like,
"Oh my god!"
he thought the snake was living under the house. It was great.
Oh wow!
Just watching from the deck. Are you?
Oh no! I talked to him because
okay.
He's like,
you don't want to cause a panic.
Thought it was a giant rattlesnake.
Nice. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm kind of doing.
Yakapori Depot?
Working on
them. Working on them, yeah. Those I have done a couple introductions, seen like three or four locks so far. Right now they're separated. I think I'm going to do my old trick of giving them a meal to try to see if she'll induce ovulation.
Yep.
I wish I knew what was causing that. Like, what makes that happen?
I think it's just that
What do you think?
I think it's just that they know that there's food available and this is a good time to...
A productive spring.
Right. Yeah.
What is he? Yakupori Depot?
Yeah.
I can
put I think it's just that. It's once the animal realizes that food is in abundance, because isn't that also kind of not even just with reptiles? Like, most, isn't that why most mammals' babies are born in springtime anyway?
Yeah,
it's totally. Food is abundant.
It's not necessarily just like, I think a lot of the times people talk about that in regard to the babies, right? Like, oh, there must be a lot of food for the babies. Yeah. Good year to make them. But also for mom, like, she needs to eat and bounce back or she's going to die.
Good year not to die. There's that whole point of it too. I think that's one of those tricks that is really easy to do. Offer food, introduce, separate, feed, throw them back together. Cause again, the attention span and the memory of a male python is just so small. It's like, he's like, I don't know, I've been with her for a week and a half, separate, feed, put back together. Who is this lovely lady that I've never seen before? Like, okay, got it. Like, there's that. And then of course you can throw sheds of different males in cages, soiled paper. If it's not like, I don't mean like take a dripping wet wad of paper and wing it, but like if there's a dry urate on a piece of paper, put it in the other male's cage. And then after you get them riled, then pick it up, throw it out. There's a lot of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
I kind of feel spoiled because I'm like, I only got one male carpet to breed this year. Like that was the only one I was trying. So it was like, and I put him in there and he did very well. So he didn't really need encouragement. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. There's nothing else to do right now. I'm just wandering through my snake room.
So. It's nice when they make it easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
my pretty orange Woma does that. I love that son of a gun.
If you can find a male that is receptive and
just would breed a rope. Yeah.
Would breed a piece of rope. It is so much easier to do so many things. Oh, it's
amazing.
Yeah. And I had a male like that and I sent him to other buddies and he called me. He's like, I'm pretty sure there's my boy. Oh, I miss him.
I'll see it in a day or two.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You'll get there.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my boy.
Yeah.
Is that Jack?
No. What? No.
You know, I just noticed something, Owen. That snake sort of has that same peppery shit.
Don't you dare cross him with your peppery shit. Not till we're done with the other things.
That's happening.
I know it is.
So
not till we're done.
Yes. You can't do that yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
So this is the original pair, which is kind of crazy that how quickly
he came out of those two. Yeah.
Changed.
Yep.
You know. Whoa.
That's Mike Curtin's original pair.
Yep.
If you look at that, doesn't that look
like an M-Pen?
No. Yeah. Like an M-Pen. So this one on top, the one that is kind of sloping downwards, that looks so much like my Brisbane boy.
Really?
Yeah. I can see that.
And that's the one that threw a striped daughter, right?
Well, I mean, you can see, just looking at them, you can see that these are what they call zipperback tigers.
Okay.
Because there's no lines, there's no stripes. But if you see, the one kind of has a good one down the back, and then the other one kind of has really good ones on the sides. And it's like, these are the things that when they were breeding tiger clutches, these are the ones that were kind of cast off as tiger siblings. The blood's all there. You just got to give them the right mix. So you do this, you get the striped ones, and then you breed those two back together. You take it to another tiger. What a lot of people did with these animals when they were being produced was take them to their Hycons or their tigers and just try to refine the striping. And it just kind of got pulled into tiger morphs and stuff like that. So
very
that's cool. Why we ended up not having that much anymore is people took their Russians and bred them to something else. not each other.
This was a picture of the first clutch that was produced.
Yes, those are baby carpets. I go with
hey,
that one.
Somebody yeah, went to one. The Lucas School of Cutting Eggs. Look at them splashes.
Get them out.
Those are basically half shell. Maybe I on mean, the half yeah. shell.
Yeah. Are you a saying that's these... brewer style or?
Oh, I mean, no, they're still in the egg.
They're still in the egg. Yeah. I would say
this. Style, you shuck your oysters and eat them.
This one down at the bottom right? in the center. Over more. This one. That guy. Yep. That nope. The one that's out. Follow oh, wait, that body. Yeah. There you go. Down. Yeah, over. Other over. Damn it. Come on.
That one?
That one. Yeah.
Luke, I see you've turned off your targeting computer.
I go with that one. That one's gorgeous.
I think that's your boy.
Probably. It probably is him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do have a female here from Eric Hernandez. And then I have my female. In this note, I have a picture of my girl from when she was when I first got her, but
yeah,
she's not doesn't have that peppery look like but she has a lot of red.
Yeah,
those were cool pictures.
Yeah, I gotta start taking pictures again. I haven't taken pictures in a long time. Lisa has a question here about what is she saying. Let's see. Was there ever a study that talked about the size of reproductive female of diamonds? Don't diamonds seem more girthy than other more northern carpets? I think that, well, females are a bit bigger than males.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's been a study as far as them connecting to other carpets. I would tend to think that, what did I say the biggest one that they found, Owen, was?
12 foot.
12 foot, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the weight if you said it, but they said 12 foot was the largest diamond they recorded.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think that was a valuable breeding specimen. I don't think so, but or if it was a boy or a girl, because I am constantly transported back to that water python.
Right.
So, yeah.
I just
we did talk about yesterday when we were talking diamonds. We did see a lot of images of smaller diamond pythons eating meals that you would have never assumed a snake that size would choke down. Like we're talking like possums and big things like that, like the equivalent of feeding one of my carpets like a rabbit. Like it was like, holy crap, it ate that. And it seems like that's something to go with that. So.
Let me see if I can find it. Here it is.
Oh,
I'll share that pic. Eating the possum. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that one.
Holy smoke.
Like it looks way too big.
Yeah. I think you might be on something, Lisa. I don't know. I think that you might have something there. I noticed a lot of the ones I see in Australia, you know, like localities and stuff, or the wild ones, they seem to be not necessarily like they're stocky, I guess is maybe the right word.
I don't know. I mean, I think that out of all the different Morelia, they're definitely ones that get bigger. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the southernmost coastals are kind of the biggest and heftiest of that. So maybe there's something to it in terms of more substantial body size for whatever's going on down there in terms of prey or climate. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. For sure.
Yeah.
Longer, but look, yeah, they look thicker.
I mean, they can. There was that one picture you showed of all of them crammed into the rock crevice, and some of the coils that were there were just huge. So, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the beach pics.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, Yeah, there's just something about seeing a diamond in the on the beach.
That's this the coolest.
Yeah. Like you see that one giant you see that one giant ass coil right at the bottom there. That is like, holy crap, the animal that's attached to that has got to be huge.
Yeah, I would take a guess that that bottom coil is a female.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
That's what I would do. Yep.
Yeah. Man. Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully we find them in October.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
That should be a poster. I'd hang that up.
I said, I said there should be something.
Oh, that was Jesse Campbell?
Background.
Nice. I got some, I can't remember who was Woma or Blackhead pictures from Jesse, but very friendly lad.
Yeah.
That's
great work.
Yeah. I did like the, we also were talking about the,
use that picture as a background for a tank and then build out the rocks so it's an actual 3D thing.
Yeah,
that's build the that beach.
Is, build the beach. Yeah. Do that.
Build the beach.
I might do that.
Do it.
I just said I might.
All right, fine. Do it. Get money with your goddamn mouth is.
I don't have money, but I do have a mouth.
Short and wide. Yeah.
Much to your despair.
I mean,
Patrick's taking shots at me, short and wide.
Oh,
be nice.
Oh,
it's gonna be a stocky.
Everybody stocky. Be nice.
Oh man.
You only get two shots at the Podfather before and then time you get out.
Banned or assassinated. Yeah.
Is that what happened to Alfred? That to
it's a different shot. Yeah,
that took a different shot at
only one shot at my only other one friend.
Shot at some people.
Fair enough.
Some people aren't as forgiving as others when it comes to.
Glad I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy looking for a pick.
Sorry, Lucas was on point.
I got you. I got you, Boo.
Good job. Good job.
This will not be tolerated in my house. They call me the business.
Nice. So we have that coming out tomorrow, actually.
The Diamond episode.
Diamond Python episode. Yeah.
Very excited to listen.
And then we have the, we're doing the egg one, us three.
Yeah.
Later, yeah.
Which tomorrow
I didn't realize that was part of the podcast that you'll never see the light of day. So I got a kick out of it that we're literally going to drag this podcast into the light, even if we have to redo the episodes ourselves.
I'm sure this will be its own thing because you know it's
doesn't matter. I love it. I love it the other way.
It has more of a focus. Mm-hmm. To it, but yes, the particular guest is a wealth of knowledge and really fun and easy to talk to. So I think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Pygmy Roundtable will probably be sometime next quarter, I guess you would say. I'm sort of that's how I look at things at work. So that's how I've been looking at things with for NPR. I'd book the quarter and then try to go from there. But I got to get. I know Justin won't do it. I got to get back in touch with Don and line
that'll be the one. That'll be the one show per quarter that I'll probably skip. You know, is the
round table. Round
table, yeah. Because what do I bring to this table? You know, it's.
What are you talking about?
What do I bring to the table? Don't feed you them bread. Enough. Like now I killed my spotted pythons.
Pygmy,
like,
you say? My co-host is a pygmy. That's about all I got.
Just don't have Melissa come in and sit on that one. She can talk about how she bred the stems. Yeah.
Hmm.
No, never mind. That is a terrible idea. She knows where all the bodies are. Never mind. Yeah.
NPR is focused. Carpets and Coffee is a shit show.
Of course it is.
But you're all here. That's watching.
What he wants. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been really trying to work on that. So I'm glad people
know. I was
shit show on the internet.
I was complaining to Eric yesterday. I said last year when work was like beating the shit out of you, I had so many days off. It was great. Now it's like every week going, here we go. I'm like, it feels like season one again. So yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks, Riley.
Yeah, I have. I did. I was on Project Herp to Culture last week.
Yeah. I need to listen still. I'm sure it's good.
No, it didn't come out yet.
Not yet.
Okay, good. I'm off the hook.
No, you haven't. You're not even paying attention that much. You're like, I have to listen to it. So not yet. Shit.
Yeah. it was good. I don't know. I had a good conversation with those guys.
I really like that show and those guys.
Yeah. We talked about, you know, obviously we reptile. Talked about NPR and, you know, burnout and drama and all kinds of stuff. So
drama, yeah.
Drama. Not like we were talking about like specific drama, but I was just talking about how like I've been trying to make it a point not to focus on that, you know, because
NPR must remain neutral.
No, I don't know. We've talked about it many times, but like one of the things that drives me crazy with people is, and I did this, and you know, it wasn't until I heard it on another podcast that I was like, do I do that? And then I listened and I was like, I do that. And, I was like, wow, oh, no, this is nuts. But, it's like in order to bring up carpet pythons, we had to put down ball pythons. You couldn't just say carpet pythons are awesome. You'd have to say carpet pythons are awesome and ball pythons suck. I want to leave that last part of the statements out of stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
for sure.
Yeah. I just think it would be there's no reason to do it other than, you know, I guess it just stems from being jealous. Maybe, I guess, you know,
it's like stems from like reptile show mentalities of I'm going to put my stuff $50 lower than his stuff. And I wouldn't buy from him. I hear he does this so that yours kind of click up a little bit higher or are perceived to be better. So it's kind of like, it seems like it's left over from that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you know, the thing I would say, the thing I would say is like, you sort of just, I don't know, as long as you don't put yourself in that stuff. Like if that's sort of like why I was like really trying to push the Discord, because it's like, if you don't see it, then it doesn't affect, it doesn't exist in your world.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't matter.
It didn't happen, you know? So, Ish wants some more Russians. Russians, please. Yes, sure.
Yeah.
I'll try my best. Brandon, there's, excited like, for Thursday. Yeah, I got the trap talk on Thursday, so I'm going into the trap.
It's a trap.
I really hope not.
I'm joking. I'm just a Star Wars nerd. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a specific thing that you guys are going to be discussing?
No.
Cool.
No.
Just whatever. Cool. Yeah.
I would imagine it's going to be talking about NPR and, you know, how we've done it.
How do NPR
excellent. No, I'm NPR sure it's going to be good. I'll be, I'll be watching for sure.
Probably some Morelia talk in there somewhere.
Oh, I'm going to squeeze every last drop of Morelia talk I can, man.
Yeah. You should, should just contradict everything Nick said last time he was on there and just start this massive beef. No, I'm just kidding.
Can we not do that? Please? Like,
that's not bad. No.
I just think the words start massive beef like that. I'm avoid that as far as humanly possible.
As 303 said, what are they? Something about vegetarian. I don't know. It was a crazy song. Do you guys remember that song?
No.
No.
It's like if your boyfriend's got beef, tell him I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him.
Never heard that one.
All right, moving on. Yeah, that's
cool. I think I'm going to start putting a ban on speaking to Riley very soon, because if he keeps doing what he's doing with the Apodora, I need to pretend he doesn't exist for my own safety.
For your own safety and your
collection sanity. Wallet. Yeah. Yep. So unfortunately, this will be the last time you and I speak, Riley, for months.
I can't believe that you've never had.
Shut up. Shut up. Just.
I can't. That's just.
Yeah, I know. So weird. All right. But there's space and there's stuff and there's never been the opportunity.
I think you're afraid. Are you afraid?
Very, very much so. Terrified.
You should be afraid of them, not the scrubs.
You figured it out.
Oh, he should be afraid of the scrubs.
Oh, yeah. I would. Both. There's room to be afraid of both. Like, let's be honest here.
I don't know. My feeling with Apidura was always like, especially when, so I did have a pair of Captain bread, right?
Yes.
Which they were fine.
Yeah.
And then there was the couple wild caught ones that I got. And
I love the color change that we saw with them when you had them.
Yeah.
Like they'd be dark as hell. And then there would be. Don't help.
I just need people to know that. Dude, what do you want? I'm an old man.
I know.
And I just don't care.
It was a little too 2009 for you guys.
Yeah, I was out of college by then. Yeah.
Thank you, Lucas.
Three. I'm going to have to look him up.
No, please don't.
Please don't do this. Please
Let some of the worst music of the 21st century.
That's why I don't know it, I guess, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What's going on up there? I think they're murdering. There's murder in something.
Did you get some loose ackies again?
Yeah, the dogs find an ackie? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Every which
some breaking news.
No. Well, yeah, my Captain Born Bread ones were funny about how you fed them in the you had to feed them like, you know, the head had to be a certain way or they would.
Well, I mean, don't know.
They were just picky, but I was just really what I was getting at was just the strength. I mean, they're just incredibly like crazy.
Maybe that's why I haven't done Apidura because if I couldn't contain retics, why the hell am I going to try to do that?
Oh yeah.
Couldn't contain retics. Yeah. Retics like this glass is easily destroyed. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's my favorite.
Well, I think Rob had that experience, and that was the experience that I also had. I had it in quarantine, and it busted the glass at the front of the cage just by going like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
You can't put Dwayne The Rock Johnson in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have like...
But they're amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah, because I have 2.2 adult olive pythons, like Australians, so it's like...
So you should trade one of the pair.
Get rid of one of the pair of ones. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Why are you helping me?
Power.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very strong.
Don't help me.
Very strong snakes. Very, I don't know. Intimidating.
I think I have to send an email to Ryan because he still has my ring python. Speaking of animals that will kill each other and eat each other, he hasn't told me of anything. I haven't heard anything, which I assume no.
Either going really good or really
or
bad.
Went really really poor. Yeah.
Have you seen?
He just hasn't had the heart to tell me. Yeah.
I just warmed up my. Speaking of making things really cold, I just warmed up my brettles and gave first meals Sunday ate since October. So. Excited to have that going on.
What pairings do you have going on as far as breakfast?
I'm doing another repeat pairing for the hypo het stripe stuff. Just, I don't have any more of those babies. Keep it going. And then I'm doing a full blood hypo het stonewash paired to full blood hypo stonewash double visual. So spitting out hopefully some hypos and some hypo stonewashes. That's in a joint project with Nick. The female is the 2009 founding hypo female. So all the hypos in the U.S. came out of her cloaca.
Nice.
At one point, yes. So I hope that I get a clutch out of her because it would also just be really cool. Some history there.
What's the ratio you think? Like, or is it – what are your odds of getting a hypo stonewash?
Oh, and like the genetics. So
she's
het, and the male is double visual. So it would be
pretty good.
Let's leave it at pretty good.
Better than not. Yeah.
Hold on, let me pull up that calculator.
Pun and square this bitch. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You just pissed Travis off.
Yes.
He's gonna be like, what the hell?
It hasn't been a good podcast week if I haven't gotten Travis to start like
writing
me a message of what I was talking about. Or
speaking of roughies, Riley, I got my pair from Owen and I love them.
They are fabulous.
I still have 3.3 here that need to go away.
Very, very cool.
I'll take a pair.
Need to go away. I know. No.
They just shed. They finally shed.
Loyalty and companionship.
Stonewash?
I took his stonewash.
I do have things you want, and you know
it. You don't.
Yes, I do.
Do you? Diamonds. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Produce the diamonds. We'll talk.
Oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah.
You have to produce them first. We can't do an IOU type of deal.
I know. What is this?
I'm not like I'm going to get rid of the roughies. It's not like this is the only. I might get a clutch this year. So,
yeah. Why did I get rid of the roughies? I did not want to get rid of them. Absolutely loved them, but I traded them for the only available to me Tanami Desert locality Womas.
Yeah.
And I had to do it. I had to do it.
Yeah. The building blocks of the Woma project are. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a similar problem I had when I had to get rid of Chiquita. It was,
Molly. Yeah.
When something like that comes up, you know, roughies I can get again. If I didn't get these, I was not going to have them.
Yeah, eventually you get to a point where you have to make that call. It's like, totally. I really want this snake. However, this one fits more into what I'm doing. Which is the better one to do? You know,
there's those options, and also those things happen where you have a project where you're like, I can probably start stepping away from it. And if you can take out a project that you're kind of going to step away from and help enhance a project you're really passionate about, like, of course you make that trade all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't done anything yet with the,
with what?
I haven't added anything for Ruffy trade, like, except for like Eric. I think giving the Ruffies to Eric was payback for multiple animals and various things that I somehow have ended up in my house.
Yeah.
Racks, cages,
supplies, snakes.
You know, yeah, snakes.
Tubs.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's like, I'll take a Ruffy. Sure. Like, just two. All right.
Well, that's it. Just two. Yep. Yeah, I like, I really like them. They're very cool.
Yeah.
And they just shed out yesterday? Yeah. So I'm going to try to feed them tomorrow. So
they'll eat.
Nice.
The siblings all ate a couple days ago, and I was just cleaning them today, and I have two holdbacks. My female holdback has got a ton of brown on her, not a lot of cream color. And then the male is the reverse. He's a ton of cream color on him.
So. I used to feed my male Silverside sometimes, and they'd actually eat it. It was very fun.
Really?
I love feeding roughies. Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
I had them thawed for garter snakes, and I was like, And it was like,
My adults are pretty laid back, but I have a juvie from Terry up here, and he's psychotic. Like, I don't know why. He thinks he's a scrub. Like, that thing is... But
really,
yeah, cannot not love a rough scale python. So yeah, I don't care if he's mean.
What?
That's okay. You first.
Oh, you serious?
Because it was a hard right. You might still be on the same topic.
No, it's fine. Go for the hard right.
Go hard right. Go.
Yeah. I got Gidgies.
Yeah, how are they?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're so cool.
Are you gonna try to do more of those?
Yeah.
What is it about them that you love?
What is it about them that I love? They are very cute, and they look like sentient rocks, and they eat food scraps. Like, I had some strawberries and just like chucked the top bits that you cut off in there, and they're like, yes, please, munch, munch, munch.
Right.
And yeah, they're really cool. They're like very social, communal. They got family structures. They're always laying on top of each other.
Have legs.
It's cool. They're very stumpy. They're very like. So yeah, I got the two, and I'm gonna get two more of their clutch mates.
Didn't you? You got the kiddies,
but I could see how they were cool.
There,
you got something else too, didn't you?
Yes, I also. My friend Alex and I have had the Tanakata over at his place. We have our golden tail gecko project, And then I just got a Strophurus ciliaris as well. So the northern spiny tail.
That's cool.
Yeah, my old boss John at the East Bay Vivarium. I was catching up with him, and he threw the cup in my hand and said, "Take it." So very happy, very happy.
That's cool. That was the gecko that saved Eric from like hours of beratement when we pulled over for that blackhead stick.
That's what Rob said when I told him about my
because it was me and Rob walking back from the blackhead stick, and we were talking about what we were going to say to him. We were practicing, if you will, and they then were. He yelled gecko, and it was like, oh
yeah.
All they did given.
yeah
Now the ciliaris are really cool. I had, there was the pair that produced the one that I have now, were at EBV when I was still working there, but they were kind of still raising up. I didn't realize how big they got.
And
kind of seeing the adults, I was really taken aback with how much more impressive and substantial they are compared to the golden tails, which I love too. Tenacotta is amazing, but yeah, they get bigger. Their eyes are enormous. Like their head is just bulbous. But I'll send a picture to you in the chat, Eric.
There he is.
Of the father.
Okay.
That's so cool. I love that thing.
Geckos are just really different. They're aliens.
I can't. That seems like the bridge too far for me. Like, you know, all the amount of different stuff. Like we were talking about how diamonds are pretty easy, but they're different. Like it's not. If you try to keep them like you would keep your other Morelia, you're going to have a problem. But if you keep them the way that you would, they should be kept, they're not very hard.
Right.
I feel like switching over stuff to a gecko would be like that step is too far. Like it's for Owen's brain with his snakes. He can do this. He can do that. But then stepping into gecko territory is the bridge too far. So we'll stay here.
Why is that not working?
I've already got to have all the bugs for having dwarf monitors again. So what's a gecko?
Exactly. You're already prepped for that kind of stuff. I'd have to add bugs. I'd have to add different types of enclosures. I'd probably have to keep them in different spots. And
I like the color.
Never get a leashy
tail.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So he did not look like that.
God, he's pretty.
Yeah, he didn't look like that when I was still working there, but he came into his own for sure. And that yellow is just nuts. So hopefully my baby turns out like that. That would be pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty.
But there's a ton of variation in that in ciliaris. You know, they can be red. They can be all sorts of different beautiful colors.
Yeah, they're cool. Cool. Let's see what Josh is saying. There's a picture of a ruffy with white scales.
There was a couple ruffies with white scales kicking around a couple years ago, because somebody approached me about buying them or buying a trio,
okay,
where they would be involved, but there were strings attached. Like they wanted me to buy them, but then they wanted me to breed them. And then they wanted to see if there was a pied ruffy, if they would split the clutch. It's like, why am I doing all this work? Why am I paying for it, doing all the work and then giving you, like, I don't know what you're saying here. So I think I said no. And I don't know where the project went after that, but there have been some ruffies born with some white scales.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure if it's reproducible. I think it would be something that would kind of pop up, but I think people are expecting every time they see a couple of random white scales that this is going to be a precursor to piebald. And
I hope it's not.
I really hope it isn't either. Like, I really hope I never want to see a muffy, a ruffy more.
Would would a pied ruffy look?
No.
Wouldn't be into it.
Well, why? Because then what you're doing is like it's parts of it are white. And then if that white bleeds onto the face, I mean, like, yeah, maybe there might be some that look cool, but I don't want to do it.
There we go.
That's probably the same freaking animal.
What the heck?
Yeah. couple white scales.
Huh. I wonder if that's like gray hair. Okay.
I mean, that's the other thing is that was it trauma from a baby? Was it weird pigment in the egg? I don't know.
Look at that eye, though. And yes. The head stamp.
Yeah.
You know.
Gotcha. They don't have a head stamp. They don't have a head stamp. They have a shield.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
I did think this was pretty cool.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. They hatched the babies. You guys see this? They're just like, be free. And just dump them.
No, don't go towards the.
No, not the camera. No.
Wallabies,
you know, it's just releasing them. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is coastal carp. It's getting released.
There's a bird that's up awesome. There somewhere. Yeah. You're taking too long. Just
slither
just
away from the cassowary.
Them. Yeah.
Nice watch.
But no, I know they do that with a lot of the snake catchers. That they have a female on eggs, they'll let her go, and then they'll incubate the eggs, hatch them, and dump them off later.
Yeah, so I think that's what it was. They like sometimes they'll pick up you know, rescues and stuff, or one mm-hmm. that's on the eggs or something like that, and then they sort of take those eggs, incubate them, and then release. I thought this was the diamond python one, but I've seen it with both. But
yeah,
look at those beautiful baby coastals.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. Yeah. Yeah.
There's very a couple cool. in there I'd keep. Yeah.
Just a couple? Nah. I would burk the shit out of that clutch.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, you do that with any clutch.
Notice that. Look at the, like, this one here is like super.
Like reddish hypo.
That's kinda, a hypo.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Damn it.
Clearly, that's a hypo.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, all it I'd could like be. It's 100% a hypo.
They take off. Where do they go?
The woods.
That.
Nature. So, waiting for Kookaburra. Like, yeah, I mean.
the belly of a dingo.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's.
Belly of a thylacine.
I mean, yeah, well, maybe. It's,
perhaps.
Got them.
Give them a couple more years. They'll clone them and reintroduce them.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, there they are. Well, wait, so I have to share this because now they show where they went. But just climbing up on the
branch. They went everywhere. Yeah.
I would think that they would stay somewhere.
Have you ever lower. Knocked over an egg box? They go everywhere. Like, it's what happens.
No, I have not.
Oh, well, all right, you're right. Yeah, that never
That's
happens.
That's something that happens?
Never.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it appears to be a baby snake moving through the woods. See, I told you.
What did you tell us?
You're saying yeah, that they will go places. Me. Yeah,
Eric, I really like what you just showed, and I think it was a great addition to the show, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Kiss ass.
Thanks, Lucas.
You're
Thanks.
My favorite, Lucas. Yes, we know.
Yeah, cool stuff for sure. I wish I had the diamonds one though, but yeah,
it's all right. I'll if I produce diamonds, I'll let them go in
the Elkhorn
Hills.
Be free.
Find some eucalyptus. No,
hey, wait, why are they next to a San Francisco garter snake? I don't understand.
Can I aid with the release effort? Oh, and why are you like just shoving your nothing? Don't worry about it. Pockets.
Investigation ensues as popular East Bay Park is inhabited by carpet pythons, eastern indigos, and Lake Chapala garter snakes.
If that were to happen, man, I'm coming and, you know, herping.
I'm joking.
So the hypo roughies that were in the book.
Yeah.
I don't really know too much about them.
You guys actually read the book?
Yes.
I'm just keeping it for when they're $600.
I gotta read the damn thing.
Yeah. What's it gonna tell me that I don't already know?
Yeah. Well, there's the supposed.
What's he gonna tell me that Nick won't yell into my ear through the phone?
Listen, they got the book yelled at me for years.
Yeah, good point. It was. It's like getting an auto. You know,
an audiobook.
An audiobook.
Can we have Nick do the audiobook for the Complete Carpet Python? Would people buy
Oh, we had Nipper do it.
He'd have like an internal dialogue or a dialogue with himself, like every sentence. Like, well, actually, but he's like arguing with himself. Like,
you're waiting for the chime for turn the page. You're sitting there like, I don't wait. It's
anyway. They did
Coastal carpet size and longevity. How do we get to the Pleistocene?
It's all over the goddamn place.
How did we get to the Pleistocene? He does love the Pleistocene.
I love.
So there's the hype. There is the hypo ruffy. It's a very light colored rough scale python.
So what do you think of this, Owen? What is your thoughts on the hypo ruffy? Because ruffies, it's like
you know my thoughts. You know my thoughts and everything. Yeah,
I know your thoughts, but clearly the audience doesn't. So this is
you're doing a podcast, Owen,
and you share those thoughts. Anyway, or you say no, I don't want to talk about them.
No, I think it is weird. I think it is like I definitely think it is different than a normal rough scale python, but that's why it's a hypo like because I think the next step is we have to reproduce it. So you have to take it, you have to breed it, and you have to see if you get more babies like that. I think, imagine the first clutch would have a lot of
Gila monster colors.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have a normal and then you have the hypo.
That just looks like a gopher snake.
There's two of them.
Shane produced it, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah. So I think what Shane has to do is breed. Really? Yeah, Shane has to breed the hypo to a normal, and he has to keep all those baby ruffies back and then breed them together. So it's we're a ways off from seeing anything from it. Do I believe it's a reproducible thing? I don't know.
Do you want it to be a reproducible thing? Let's not talk about
exercise my Fifth Amendment rights to answer no questions against such a thing. Like, I don't, no,
I'm going to say no.
I don't want it. I don't because adding something like a hypo or an albino or a pied is just going to, people are going to think that they can kind of breathe, put more money on a tag of a rough scale python. And what it does is it devalues the normals of the species. And the issue I have with it is that ruffies seem to be kind of coasting along and having their nice little niche here. Niche. Adding a morph is going to push down one part of it to try to raise up another one.
Yeah.
And I think you saw that kind of happen with olive pythons. Uh-huh. Olive pythons are here. Then an albino olive shows up. So now you have to charge more for the albino olive. So all it does is it makes the normal olives go down. Well, as albino olive pythons drop in price, it forces the normal olive pythons further down, lower than what you wanted to get to. So I don't know. I don't like it. I don't want it to be anything. It's like how I don't want there to be a morph in Timor python.
That's a random one.
it's fine as is. But remember, we had the Exanic Timor python.
Yeah, I didn't.
And
like
then there
that.
Was that. There was that ivory Timor python that turned out it was crossed like with that. A retic.
Yeah,
and then even those patternless Timor pythons. Like, I don't know. I'm fine as is, right where it's at. Scales. Like, people always ask me if I ever want to work with the T-Paz albino white lips. No, I don't. No, hell no.
No,
scaleless. No.
What did you say?
Scaleless.
You know I hate scaleless. I hate scaleless everything.
That takes
everything. No, that is that.
Takes
is,
everything no, that's cool it, about the ruffy away.
It takes everything that's cool about a snake away. We make it scaleless. I don't want an animal that looks like you bypass it with a cheese grater. Like it's. Ugh.
Scaleless.
I hate scaleless. I hate scaleless.
He's lying. What he's not telling you guys is that he has 1.6 pied scaleless ball pythons in his house.
Remember when I had pied ball pythons?
Did you get rid of those finally?
They were barely ever here. It was mostly a joke.
it's just passing in the night. Yeah. I have a normal ball python just because I like
respect.
I just like normal ball python.
That's fine. And that's I cool prefer looking. People to like it. I prefer people to like the wild types in the and that too, rather than constantly trying to find a dinker project. So
this will be the question we close on, Owen.
Yep.
Do you think this is from Josh? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, do you think breeding could lead anywhere in roughies? Selective breeding could lead anywhere in roughies, high white, darker ones.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, because again, we're so many generations in from such a small selective group that come from one area. Like,
God damn it, you and your facts.
Well, eventually, we're just reproducing clones at this point. Like, I don't. Yeah, yeah.
Selective breed for all the ones that have inbreeding depression.
I mean, it's not broken yet. Well, if I keep hitting it, eventually, maybe I'll break it. It's like, I don't think that's something that.
That's a good
point. You can really do that. So I don't think that would happen with roughies.
I think that the normal looking one is too dirt snakey for the mainstream herpetoculture. And I don't think that your mainstream herpetoculture enthusiast really knows or understands what they are. That would be my
thought. Oh, I will 100% say that because I had two on my table at the last Morgantown show, and the only person who really gave them any kind of a look was Keith McPeak. I like Lisa's idea where we breed for threat display. Yeah, there it is. There we go.
Just every now baby just my flick language. Them on the face.
Yeah. Just come near them and they're like, nah, it's like, get done. I'd love it. Mm.
Your table and we're like, why does he have ugly gopher snakes?
Yeah, these are weird, ugly green chondros. Like, yeah, it was like, son of a bitch.
People weren't saying like, what is that? What is this species?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, I think unfortunately they're like one of those ones that because of the palette of color, I personally like earth tones in snakes, but some people don't. They like, you know, bright yellow or bright.
The army behind me, like if you guys keep watching what's going on behind me, the army is ever growing. Like I'm getting rid of that desk and there's going to be another stack of cages right there. Just all ruffies. It's not ever going to stop up here. So.
Aunt Teresia, there's no room.
No ruffies, room for Aunt Teresia. There's no room for Aunt Teresia here. Apodora, ruffies, I will make room. But yes.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, if it happens, it happens. It's cool, but I don't
want to do it. It wouldn't be something I would do. Yeah.
I think it would probably bring in, I don't know, maybe it would, people would, I don't know.
I don't like it because it would be a flash in the pan and it would take away from the animal as is. So I don't like if either there's enough mutations that everybody can find a corner and play, or there's one mutation, everybody gets it, does it, and they're like, all right. That's it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. In Australia, has there been a lot of selective breeding? I don't think so.
I don't know if they even wanted to. I think there's probably somebody who tried somewhere. But I don't know if you can. I don't care. I don't know if you can take two very dark, lots of brown roughies and breed them and get more roughies with lots of brown, or if they just come out as like a normal clutch of roughies where you get some brown, some's not, and all that other stuff. Like, I don't know if you can, because I don't know. I think pretty sure this is what roughies look like. Here's your range. And you got one that kind of went on that side. So
especially as adults, I think it's similar to the Savus, right? The eyes, the contrast of the eyes to me really makes them pop. Obviously, they have a different type of head shield. Like the scales on the head is definitely different. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like as babies, sometimes they can have more kind of orange-ish on the back half on the tail, but it doesn't really stick around. You know.
Yeah,
I mean my baby my male.
I look good back. When I was 22, but
exactly.
Now,
you know, 30 years later. My male holdback has. Or cream.
Some of my color has deteriorated as well.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to stay. So it's, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Owen is not in favor of selectively breeding Ruffies. He just wants to
breed
more.
Here first.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you can get them. I want to get them to do the threat display. I'm going to try to get that.
Yeah, you can do it. It's like the breed for attitude, the bad attitude. Yeah. Again, I.
If Why are you, these if, so evil? We've selectively bred for years. Years.
I would say that I don't. That I'm not saying that you shouldn't selectively breed. I'm not saying that I don't think there would be something from it. I would be shocked if there was, but more power to you. I'm just not going to do it.
Kind of sounds like my pinstripe conversation with Owen.
I've had those. No. I have admitted many times over that you told me you were going to do this, and I said that was fucking impossible. And then when it happened, I was like, that son of a bitch. Like, God damn it. Like, he put stripes where they weren't supposed to be. And then I fully supported your striping.
White coastal project.
Aaron ruined me with that. That is living rent free in the front of my brain is white coastals. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see a cool white coastal? Check out Darren Whitaker's coastal carpet project.
And it was the coolest part about the white coastals is it's got white background color and then it's got black markings, but around the black markings, it looks like, you know, when ink gets wet and you see it kind of bleed and it turns kind of blue, like that's what happened with the black markings. And I'm just been a little obsessed with that. So room for white coastals. Again, I'll make room for coastals. Just, there's no room for Antaresia.
Oddly enough, I didn't take a picture of the white coastal. Only the weird.
Oh my god!
Lucas, did you see that crazy brattle eye? What did you think of that? That he had.
Oh yeah, the one with.
What's your thoughts with that? That's what we'll close with.
Yeah, we're closing thing. Again on something else.
Yeah,
that one.
I did.
One off.
Maybe.
Oh, Ross. I have no idea. Did he say what is it?
Well, no, it's Eddie hatched out from regular
Stonewash. Right. Yeah, it was a Stonewash group.
Isn't this the one that we tried to talk about last time and Travis told us we had the genetic name wrong? Like, it's not hypo, it's something else.
Yes, we already talked about it.
But, I mean, I'll answer it.
No.
I fucking hate it. No, I'm just kidding. It's very cool for what it is. However, I think they're cooler the way they are.
Okay.
I think something similar about taking to the, away the Ruffy the contrast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool looking snake, but I get what you're saying. Especially with the stuff they have in Australia. Like,
the only weird brettles I like are the hypo brettles because I think that that's just what they look like. I don't think it's more.
You don't think so? Yeah, I know. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you. It's the thing that makes sense. Where does Nick fall into that? Does he agree with that, or is he?
Yeah.
The jury's still out?
Uh-oh.
Never mind.
I know how to read the room.
Yeah.
What does Nick think about that? I think Nick thinks he doesn't want to talk about that right now.
Gotcha.
So take that for what you will.
Gotcha.
Are they actually the hypos?
Hypo brettles? Yeah, mine are nastier for sure than the Lazic or the. I haven't had a Force. What am I looking for? Harris. Thank you. Yes.
Harris line.
Harris.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I guess we'll close it out.
I mean, yeah, there you go. Eric, I just sent you the one of the white coastals.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, yes. There it is.
Yes.
Very good. That's what we'll share.
That's what we'll end with. We keep finding ways to end it, but not.
Yes.
Le Costel Blanc.
Now you've ruined it. You somehow made it worse. Like, I don't know why.
What do you mean?
Why did you do that?
What?
Cancel.
I'm tired.
Can I get it to come up?
Tired.
I had to go to San Diego over the weekend.
Tired. I don't want to do it. It's just
San Diego.
I went down for a friend's wedding, but had to do all the driving, shotgun trip, bang bang.
I can't get that. There it is. Jeez Louise.
Just because Joshua said that, we're going to go 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. There you go.
Every time somebody says.
We'll just wait for it to get to Lucas.
Yeah, I can't see it.
Okay. Yeah, well, there.
Now he does. Now he saw it.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, if you can do it with jungles, why can't you do it with?
You can do it with coastals. You can.
Yeah. And roughies. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Is that a jag?
No.
No.
No. No.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
That's enough from him and the show.
All right. It's Carpets and Coffee. want to support the show? Cold blooded caffeine. I'm very tired too. Cold blooded caffeine. we have an affiliate link. You can check them out. They have amazing coffee. You're saying no?
I said no.
It was like a delicious.
He's agreeing with you. Yeah, he was
good. Okay. Yummy.
Just let him finish. So let him finish. Like, ending.
No, that's the best coffee. Don't get it twisted.
Don't distract him. Just let him do it.
I was like, please end this.
Please, God.
Yeah, so cold blooded caffeine. If you is that what you're worried about? Snakes to clean? Oh my gosh.
I cherish someone every moment that I get to spend with you guys, Owen.
Oh, Owen's lights went out. That's it.
My lights are going off. Yeah, I didn't. We better do that quick. The other one's going to go soon.
So, we do this show every, this shit show every other, every other Monday.
Jesus Christ.
See what happens when I don't come prepared. My main topic in my notes was empty.
No.
And we've just been rambling around.
No, it'll be every other week, every other Monday. And if cold-blooded caffeine for the coffee, cold-blooded cafe for the wraps, and
we're at PR Network. Yes.
Get you know the, all this. Go to things. The Patreon. Go to the Teespring store.
Discord. Get the
Discord.
Discord.
That's it. Goodbye.
That's a tune.
Push the button.
For another episode.